you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the only really thing that's happening is the All-Star game. We have in the middle of this All-Star break. So last night you had the National League leading the American League 6-0 in the sixth inning. The AL scores 4 runs. And by the way, part of that 6-0 lead was Pete Alonso hitting a 3-run homer. You got the home run from Brent Rooker that kind of got things going for the American League. Then they were down 2 in the ninth. They scored twice. One, not charged to, but off of Edwin Diaz on that excuse me check swing or whatever it was by Stephen Kwan, as we will play it here on ESPN Radio.
2-2 on the way. He slaps one, a slow roller. Suarez, no play. We're tied. Stephen Kwan does what Stephen Kwan does.
And by the way, they played the trumpets, I believe, for Diaz. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. I mean, it's a...
Well, they played everybody's walk-up song for the home run hitting contest when they were being introduced.
I just figured Atlanta, I don't know. I thought it was cool that they played it. That was kind of neat.
Major League Baseball takes over the stadium.
That is true. That is true. Now, he did strike out Randy Arozarena with the tap in the hat and the challenge to get out of the ninth inning. And so we were tied at 6, and then you're trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Well, there is a swing-off as they sent it down to Kevin Burkhart with the managers to find out who would be involved.
Aaron, tell me, who are your home run hitters tonight?
So we're going to lead off with Brent Rooker, and then we're going Randy Arozarena and Jonathan Aranda.
All right, there we go. The three from the American League. Dave, who's the National League have in store?
Well, Kyle Stowers just found out he's in this contest, so he's going to lead off. Then we're going to go Schwarbs in the 2, and the Polar Bear will finish in the 3 hole.
Okay.
And then, of course, Alonso, who never got a chance to
hit.
That's
a question. Why wouldn't Aaron Judge be in this?
Or Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Or Cal Raleigh.
And Cal Raleigh had a big thumper.
Yeah, I mean, he was the guy especially because, I mean, he was in the home run derby. He wins the home run derby. Those other guys were not. And it's like, I just thought it was risk of injury. Like, if these guys got hurt in a swing-off in the All-Star game, like, maybe that's what it was.
I mean, Kyle Schwarber is just as important to the Phillies.
I don't know. Those are the two top players in baseball. I don't know why they wouldn't be in it. I don't know. I don't know if they'd...
Maybe because they hadn't...
They left early, like A-Rod?
They may not even... Yeah, no. You think they were there?
I don't know. I don't know.
I
wasn't
mean, thinking back
at the
on
time.
It. I wasn't paying attention to the who was in the dugout or whatever. Mm-mm. Even this morning, looking at it,
I don't know.
I don't know.
They could have been. Maybe they were there and undressed in the clubhouse watching it in street clothes. Don't know. But they were not involved. But Schwarber was, and he hits not one, not two, but 3.
He swings and sends one down the line and right. He's on a knee, and he has gone 3-for-3 to put the NL on top, 4-3.
And so you needed one from the American League to get to Alonso, and Jonathan Aranda was the one that went out there, and he went 0-for-3. Although he did hit one on, I think, like a line drive off the brick wall and right, but he went 0-for-3, and so that was that. The National League wins in a swing-off, the first one that we have ever seen. As far as the game itself, Paul Skeens did get the start. He struck out Gleyber Torres and Hunter Green to start the game, but not Aaron Judge. Obviously, he was going to try and strike out the side.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the All-Star game is for. Every hitter's trying to hit a home run, and we're trying to strike everybody out. So, yeah, I mean, just trying to get them out. Didn't want to walk anybody. That pissed me off last year. So, I don't know. It's a learning experience.
You see his viral moment with his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he was doing with her shoe, but yeah.
I mean, there's a viral moment with those two every day now. They're putting out
I'm
stuff.
I'm sure, I'm sure.
You know, that Livy Dunn, and she's on boats with him and planes and doing things.
You sound jealous.
I'm not jealous. Why would I be jealous?
I don't know. It sounds like you want to be a part of it.
No, I mean, I'm happy with who I am. I'm just saying that there's viral moments everywhere with these two. It's yeah,
well,
you
I
open
mean,
up Instagram.
She's all about, you know, being an influencer. You know that.
Yeah, well, now that
his influence is on the mound. Her influence is now who she is and what she accomplished at LSU.
Right. Like, she's probably the only person in the world that can make him interesting off the mound. On the mound, very interesting. Off the mound, boring. Very boring. So, you know, she brings that out of him.
Okay.
Good for her.
Did you happen to catch, this is a dumb question, I know the answer to it. Did you happen to catch any of the red carpet stuff?
I saw Pete Crow Armstrong this morning with his girlfriend. I watched a video.
Did you see Alonzo walk in with his gigantic man bag?
No, I didn't. He had a merce.
Oh, it was not a merce. A merce would be small. This was like a bag.
Like man bag?
Yeah, a man bag from some leather company that started in like the 1700s. He was very excited to talk about it. It was some scene, as they say. I mean, yes.
What is he doing? He's not a man bag guy.
I would not have thought so either. But then again, who's a man? I know Al has a man bag.
Oh, Al is 100% a man bag guy.
But I feel like that's for work.
No.
You don't think so?
Al travels with a man bag. 100% he's got his like lip balm in there and all this other crap.
Lip balm?
Yeah. What else do you think he carries in his man bag? Probably his wallet.
Oh, that's right.
And he carries his weapons. Yes. But he can't take his weapons through the airport and TSA. They'd get him.
Correct.
You know what that looks like?
That means he's got lip balm in there.
Maybe.
This looks exactly like the Yeti coolers that you gave away at one of your foundation outings. It's the exact same size and the exact same shape with the handle. It looks like he's carrying around a Yeti cooler.
But he did explain what it was. That's not
who
it was.
Makes it, Gucci?
No. He said it somehow.
Who?
What?
What?
Yes, that's
what is
I will get it.
What is that?
He gave them some leather company that was founded, he said, in the 1700s.
Yeah.
The way he said it.
I can't find it.
I'll get you the audio because I just watched it before I came in. His teammate, Edwin Diaz, we talked about the strikeout he got using the ABS against a Rosarena. Here he was explaining why he did what he did.
Two strike, game style already. So I thought the pitch was close. I just did the challenge to see where was the pitch. I get it.
And by the way, when they showed it on the screen, I mean, this thing clipped the strike zone by a hair. But it was a strike, and so good for him. He figured, why not try?
It was pretty funny. Like, I did it. I wasn't sure it was a strike because it was really close. And as soon I saw the strike, I just started laughing and pointing the catcher at a Rosarena.
And a Rosarena, that's exactly right.
If it was called a strike, I bet you a Rosarena would have asked for a challenge himself. You know what I'm saying?
That would have been funny.
Yeah.
I suppose he could have. So there you go. There's the Midsummer Classic in the rearview window, of the baseball season to pick up again on Friday night.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I tuned out. I came back when I saw Twitter erupting that we were close to a swing-off. First,
swing
let me just,
off? What the hell is that?
Right, what is a swing-off?
Is that like penalty kicks in soccer?
A swing-off
or a shootout in hockey?
Close. I thought a swing-off when I read it was basically me wearing the pineapple shirts last week, but apparently not. So, look, today Major League Baseball accomplished something that they should set out to accomplish on the day after the All-Star break. Have people talking about them.
Interesting.
So, my early takeaway from last night is a win for Major League Baseball.
Right.
Because that is a sport that doesn't do enough to garner national attention and national recognition unless it's somebody getting popped for PEDs or a gambling scandal or something. And we love baseball here in New York, but, you know, let's just, from a national point of view, it's not football, it's not the NBA.
People don't want to pay attention.
Exactly.
Unless it's their local team.
And anywhere you turn last night is some good, some bad, but overall reaction to an exhibition event, which we credited hockey for with the Four Nations, much different apples to oranges. People are talking baseball today. So early thing I would say is last night, a win for baseball. Now, truth be told, why was it a win other than people talking about it? Well, it was a win because they had something kooky happen at the end of a game that now left people wondering and interesting on, you know, what the future of that may be. Let me just say this.
It's never coming to Major League Baseball. It's just going to be an All-Star thing. There's no way that'll ever happen in a regular season game at all. I know it shortens games. It's actually fun. It's quick. Get it over with. Let's go perform on the moment. But that is never going to happen in a regular season game. And you know why?
Why?
Because history is too important to baseball geeks. Evan Roberts would come home if he heard that this was going to be part of Major League Baseball going forward. There is no way that baseball purist, and there are a lot of them,
I'm a loser,
still would ever sign up to have games finished or decided by swing-offs. Swing-offs! What are we talking about? It's cool for an all-star game, but for a regular, no chance. No chance.
That's your take?
That is my take.
I didn't know that was going to be Tiki's take.
What did you think I was going to say? This is awesome because I'm a soccer guy. I actually like shootouts.
I really thought, I have a little rundown here, and I kind of preface you by saying, hey, we're going to talk about this. I didn't give you my opinion. You didn't give me yours. I'm already ripping up the rundown, dude. I completely disagree with you here. All right, so here's the thing.
Oh, come on, John.
Last night was a win for Major League Baseball because people are talking about this.
100%. I agree with that.
But I actually found it to be an overall loss. If truth be told, I don't want to be the wet blanket. I thought the game sucked. At 2-0, in the sixth inning, it was 10 o'clock. I turned to my wife and I said, look, Judge is out of the game.
Right.
Peterson has pitched. Rodon has pitched.
Half these guys left the stadium.
Which is part of why I'm going to be talking about. I was done with it.
Yes.
Then, you know, I'm watching the show with my wife. I look back and I'm like, oh, game got interesting. Then, I'm doing what I do, right? I check Twitter and I see Jason Stark utter this sentence on Twitter. If Edwin Diaz blows this save, we will go immediately to a swing off. And I said, what the hell is that? Excuse me?
I had not heard of this.
And that was like Yankee fan and baseball fan, right? Like music. Wait, hold on. If Edwin Diaz blows the save, we're going to do something nuts, right? Like I carried everything. So
this
I went,
not a troll, Met fans.
No, it's not. But you know what I mean? You read that. Like, I'm in. So Jazz Chisholm's up. That was the moment I went back to the game. I even missed the Pete Homer live. Jazz gets robbed by an unbelievable play. Obviously, we know that little infield hit. Game gets tied. We go to this swing off. The reason I wasn't infatuated with last night was, like you said, the guys went home. Judge was probably halfway to the Bahamas.
Right, and half the other guys were in street clothes.
In street clothes. Schuble came out in the street clothes. You could see basically half the players in each dugout was left. And Aaron Boone gets up there to announce the three guys that were pre-picked. Don't get me wrong.
Was it?
So that was part of it too, Tiki. Apparently, and this goes back. I know Tommy.
Or was it like who still has a uniform on?
That's going to be.
Still have your jockstrap on? Okay, you can go up.
But that's part of it.
Right.
So they knew the stars that would be left that would be playing late in the game.
Got it.
I watch all these Yankee AL East games. I'm not even kidding. I'm not going to try to act egotistical. When I heard him announce Arenado, I said to myself, I watched the intros. I watched all the game. Who the hell's that?
Right.
That was your third home run hitter. Aaron Boone had this list out, and it was very uninspiring. To the National League's credit, Schwarber's a guy who hits bombs all the time, and we would have had Pete going last, and fine. So the National League guys stick around. But that's why I was a wet blanket about it. I go, all right, I see what baseball's doing. This could be fun. Oh, by the way, the home run derby aspect of it is exactly how the home run derby should have looked the night before.
Right.
We're not timing this out. Right. They're getting three swings.
Learn something from the All-Star game about what you should do the night before in the home run derby.
Exactly. So I got the appeal. What I didn't expect was the social media explosion. If you're not on social media, bless your heart, of people going, this is awesome.
See, I didn't see it. Okay. I didn't see the social media discourse around it.
People loved it.
Really?
And I had kind of tweeted
out. Why, because it ended it quickly? Or because
it was cool and different.
Well, I mean, look, the one cool thing about it is that the pressure of that moment is incalculable.
Yes.
Right? Think about how big, especially if you're making it a big deal to you. And clearly Schwarber did, because he went up there and he raked like we should have expected him to do. But just think about that moment. You're basically taking batting practice to win a game.
Now, yeah.
It's an exhibition game, but it's still pressure. People are watching.
Of course.
If you go out there and fail in that moment, people will mock you. It won't last. It won't be lasting because it's only an all-star game. But still, people will mock you if you go out there and hit ground balls. You know what I mean? And so it's a big pressure-filled moment, which you don't often see in all-star games.
Bingo. Bingo, it's a pressure-filled moment. And yes, you don't often see it in all-star games. And that's where I sat on the couch last night, and I have to admit, as much as I was a wet blank, I started doing a little more research on it. I'm like, oh. And I sat there and I said, I cringe at the idea that people are going to think this is a hot take, because I promise you it's not.
Go ahead.
It's not a matter of whether I want this to happen or won't it happen. I'm here to tell you, this is absolutely coming to the regular season.
Why do you think that?
Okay.
There's no way.
I think so. Right. First of all, let me just lay this out for you. I was going to make a quick joke. There's no way Sauce Gardner's signing a contract extension until half an hour later.
Right.
So here's what happened. When you're in that spot, baseball was happy that it went to a swing off because the good test balloon is how do the fans react.
Yes.
And for an event that basically didn't have the star power late, fans loved it.
Mm.
People are talking about baseball. if you were to tell us 15, 20 years ago, we would be having runners put on second base in extra innings in Major League Baseball, purists, and everybody alike would have yelled and screamed, what are you talking about? Baseball will never do that. Are you out of your mind?
That's a good point. They don't do it for the postseason when the games matter most, but still,
and I'm not
they still do it in the regular season. No, you're right.
I'm not talking about the postseason. Now, people get very, I don't know. What did you say about the team? I'm sorry, fans showing up last weekend. The revenue in baseball and staying in stadiums.
Right, it's a big part.
Selling
it. It's a big part of of the regular season bottom line for each and every team. You got to have people coming to the stadium.
So if a game is a tight game and you're thinking to yourself, I've already spent 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Are you more prone to stay that extra half an hour, 45 minutes knowing, you know what, I might get to see one of these swing offs. Maybe I'll buy another bucket of popcorn, something like that. It adds intrigue. It adds revenue little by little. Also, I am a hockey fan. Okay. And the NHL did the shootout thing years ago. And I remember screaming and yelling that I hated it.
Right.
I have to be honest. As we sit here today, I love it. I absolutely am on the edge of my seat. And for anybody who says, well, games are determined by one or two games in the standings, you can't be doing that. I would say nonsense. You're already putting a runner on second base. It's not real baseball.
Right. It's basically just a hit.
Just
get a hit.
Just get a hit.
And you're artificially getting a run.
And what are rosters built off more than anything? How many calls do we take on the fan about rosters not being built right? It's home run strikeout now.
Okay, so how does this work? So if this should happen in the regular season, you have a swing off and you get three swings and those swings determine whether or not your team wins or not.
Yeah.
Are you now going to the game with 55 home runs? You come out, you got 58?
No, they do not count. Just like goals and scored in a shootout do not count in the NHL towards your goal total.
Is that right?
They don't. That's not part of your goal total. So they won't count your stats.
Soccer has got it the other way.
Soccer, they count?
They count.
Nope. See, they don't. So I'm going to keep it that way. I don't think we should mess with the statistical analysis at all.
Right.
I also don't think you go right there after the ninth inning. Okay? Play two innings of baseball. So I'm not looking to jump right to the swing off. But we can't play all night. So think about how little this would happen. I'm asking you to play two innings of extra innings with that runner on second. You already have it. If you don't have a winner after 11. So this may only happen... you know, you have to do the math how many times we've gone past the 11th in a baseball game. So it's going to be minimal anyway.
Lately, not a lot.
So I'm not asking you to go right to nine. So I think I've already found a way where...
So you're saying it's probably two or three times in a season.
Right. Now, it could be higher. I'd have to get the exact number. Right. But after 11 innings, we've done two innings. You guys are this highly contested. You get to pick your three batters. So everybody yelled last night that Judge wasn't in it, that Ohtani wasn't in it.
Right.
Guess what? If those teams play a game after 11 innings, those guys are going to be forced to do it because now the game matters in terms of your standings for win-loss record. You're going to see swing-offs with some of the biggest power stars. And maybe, you know, that extra bat you keep as a DH, it's a big home run hitter that you're contemplating. Is this guy worth it, the flexibility on the roster? Maybe that guy hangs around on your team all year because that's the guy you want to call on in that spot. So I could already hear it in Tiki's voice. I brought up a couple points that have swayed him the other way. I would be in favor of it. And it's, to me, I don't even think it's a matter of whether we're in favor or not in favor of it. I am telling you, this, after what we saw last night, is coming to the regular season. Everything is a test balloon. The ABS system, we're going to talk about that later on, test balloon.
Right.
Runner on second, the pandemic, all that stuff, test balloon. The swing off last night, Major League Baseball's had this rule for 7 years, they finally got it. And if you don't like it, and you don't want it in the regular season, guess what? Your positive reaction that everybody had last night, you're going to be partially to blame. Baseball will be a buzz. In the summertime, you see all these shows that are headlined nationally. Oh, where's LeBron going? Where's this going? You wake up the next morning and there's a baseball game determined with stars swinging it off at a swing off.
Right.
What is everybody going to talk about nationally? Did you see that swing off? That was pretty cool. This is coming to Major League Baseball. We just don't know it yet.
Right.
And what we experienced last night.
Interesting.
I think it'd be a good move for baseball.
So prior to the Manfred man, the average extra inning game was 11.3 innings. Okay. And that was about 9% of games went to extra innings, with an average of being 11.3. Since the automatic runner rule, it has the average game has lasted now 10.3 innings.
Right.
And that's about 7% of those games go to extra innings. So it's a small percentage.
Very small percentage. And again, if you're going to say, well, how could you determine standings based on that? There's 162 Major League Baseball games.
It's all good until it's your team that gets screwed out of a postseason berth because of the swing off.
Or maybe, Tiki, the Yankees win a division because they actually have home run hitters.
Here's the thing. Now it affects how you're building your team. Now it affects...
Or does it? Because it's not going to happen that often.
Maybe.
There's strategy involved.
There is a lot of strategy involved, but it seems very, non-pure. It feels like it's gimmicky, and it works in an all-star game, but gimmicky in a regular season where purists are going to hate it. I really don't see that this will catch on.
But if you don't count the stats, which you shouldn't, there shouldn't be an argument against purity then, and we've already taken the leap of making it not real baseball in extra innings, and we've accepted it. We screamed and yelled about it, purists did.
Right.
And guess what happens now? We're not spending 5 hours in front of our TV, or the games end, and we've accepted it. They're quick, and there might be a few out there going, I hate this, but they hate it for 3 seconds, they move on with their day, and the game's determined. So you will get the purists right away, and within 2 years of this happening a couple of times, it will be a win for baseball. It'll give them buzz, and purists will start to fade out more and more and will become accepting.
I don't know. I didn't even know. I didn't know that this was a rule.
I didn't either.
They've never tested it, right, in the independent leagues or in the minor. They've never done any of that.
I got a text from somebody who worked in independent leagues, said this was a thing in all-star games they did years ago.
Talking about regular season games.
No.
You haven't seen it fully tested, so we don't know what it would be or look like. Look, and I'm sure in an independent league or in the minor leagues, it'd probably be awesome.
It would.
Because you're basically having a home run derby at the end of tie games. Or after whatever, however many innings he goes to.
I don't mean to poo-poo those guys that work their ass off. I love going to Long Island Ducks games. Long Island, they're an independent. But not exactly like big-time thumping home run hitters. So it would probably be a little more boring in that test out.
No, I hear you.
It's the best of the best in Major League Baseball.
You're probably making your way to the league.
Exactly. So that becomes electric. Imagine a Yankee-Red Sox game, and here come Judge and Stanton as part of the Swingers, and how we'd be screaming and yelling if they don't get the job done.
Right.
Of course. The NHL, it's not like they send three stiffs up there. They usually take their three top goal scorers, depending on who's better on breakaways, and they do it. And we accept it. And you mentioned it, Tiki. I let you say it. The pressure, the entire stadium staring at you. You take these pitches to hit out of the park.
It's not even like you're getting a 95 mile an hour fastball. You're getting a groove batting practice.
Even more pressure. So, do you believe the swing off is coming to Major League Baseball's regular season? Are you in favor of it? 888-808-1019. We will get your calls plus positive Tommy. I have no idea where he lies on this. As well, we'll get to his thoughts. Major League Baseball with a win last night, even if some of us want to throw cold water on it.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're getting excited about what should be the actual home run derby that took place during the All-Stars game, the almost All-Stars game? Come on, you got to give me a break here. Baseball could do better than that. What a waste of time that exhibition was last night. Almost All-Stars game, you're going to get excited about it? A game that means nothing, that ends in a tie and has this silly swing-off that people are going nuts about. Now, you want to say that you were entertained by it? So be it. If you love it that much and you think it's so great for the game, then why don't they implement that instead of the ghost runner at second base in extra innings? Why don't we see that in the postseason? I'll tell you why. Because it's a gimmick that is an All-Stars game nonsensical thing. And that, if you get excited about the, three swings, three outs, ooh, the drama, that's what the home run derby should be. Baseball is at times like the Yankees, playing your best second baseman at third base. Major League Baseball played their best home run derby during the All-Star game. They should have done that the night before. And how are you going to take it so seriously when the best participants on each team aren't even involved for multiple reasons? Boone had an answer for it after the game last night. Hey, why the heck, when you come down to a swing-off to win American League, National League, with so much on the line, and you know what that so much on the line is? Bonuses, player bonuses, the same stuff that everybody got mad at Juan Soto for. What do you think these players want to win the game for? Pride for the American League or National League? Please spare me. They want whatever the bonus is that they're getting for the winning team. So Aaron, why the heck wouldn't you have Aaron Judge in this thing? Well, These decisions were predetermined on Monday, who they were going to have for their swing-off, the swing-off participants. And guys have travel plans after the All-Star game. Hey, all right, I'm going to play 2-3 innings, get 2-3 at-bats, see ya, talk to the media real quick, and then I'm going on vacation for a couple of days. I mean, that's what goes on, which is fine. I have no issue with it. It's an exhibition game. But then don't tell me that, oh, it's so great for the game of baseball. The swing-off, what drama. You know, it seems to me more people that follow baseball care about the World Baseball Classic and the swing-off than the actual games that matter. As Shohei himself, who said yesterday on the red carpet, another worthless endeavor at the almost All-Stars game, Shohei Ohtani on the red carpet talking about how he had more fun playing in the WBC than the actual World Series. What? What are we doing? So if players and a lot of fans love the worthless baseball classic and get all into the almost All-Stars game and the swing-off, then maybe we should just make a league. Instead of having teams that represent each city, we have teams that represent the countries. And you could have swing-offs throughout those games. Then maybe baseball will be getting to something here. Maybe that can make the regular season more impactful. But come on, guys. How are we going to take that seriously last night? You're going to take that exhibition that seriously and be that into it when even with the results not mattering, even with the entertainment that could be provided with the quote-unquote swing-off, you didn't even have the best participants. Booty had a guy in there never heard of before. Who is that third guy going for the American League on the Rays? What, are you kidding me? Who is this guy? He's going to be one of your swing-off participants? That's going to go up against Schwarber and Alonso? Come on, man. And that's supposed to be the crown jewel of the almost All-Stars game? Oh, and then some of the other popular talk is this. Well, baseball's All-Stars game is so much better than the other sports. That's the measuring stick? That's the measuring stick? Come on. Those other All-Star games, the Pro Bowl, whatever you want to call them, they're worthless. They are absolutely worthless. So Major League Baseball's almost All-Stars game is a little better than totally worthless. It's almost worthless. Okay. I mean, I guess if that's what we want to hang your hat on. But goodness gracious, you watch that game, joke's on you. I'm not going to get sucked into that nonsense. That was a waste of time. However long that game took, you're staying up. I was in bed, nice, fast asleep. Watch a couple episodes of The Bear, call tonight. Glad I did. Swing off. Come on. The swing off was a home run derby. For the young kids who got into that, hey, that's what home run derbies used to be. Forget this clock nonsense and everybody running around. You can't even follow pitch after pitch, and it's ridiculous. That's what the home run derby used to be. Here you go. You get 10 swings or 10 outs. See what you can do with it. That way you could actually get this. Follow what the bleep is going on. Here's the pitch. There's the swing. Is it gone? Is it an out? And keep the count going. Also, guys don't get gassed midway through the home run derby. So I think baseball is onto something. They stumbled across it. Just like it took them, 6 years or whatever to go back to the original uniforms. What a brilliant concept. I mean, yeah, Manfred belongs in the Hall of Fame. I'm with you, A-Rod. Manfred and his staff, they belong in the Hall of Fame for coming up with a brilliant idea to have players wear the team's jersey that they will be representing in the almost All-Stars game. Brilliant. And now they stumbled across another genius idea. The swing-off, it's almost like that would be the better version of the home run derby. Oh, man, baseball, just really brilliant here. Not to mention that the MVP thing is a total farce. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan, BT on vacation. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I mean, it's not bad enough that it was the almost All-Stars game. Then you know how these things work. It's all predetermined. This guy will get an inning. This guy's going to pitch here. I want to get everybody in the game. We know it's only going to be 9 innings because the game really doesn't matter. So it'll end in a tie. We'll go to the swing off, take the best players out of the game. Nobody's really trying to win the game. And even in the swing off where everything's on the line, 3 swings for each participant in the swing off of the almost All-Stars game, whoever's in the clubhouse is available. and that's not Judge or it's not Ohtani, you know, those guys have predetermined plans, which is great. But then don't tell me how great the swing off is. It's a joke. Mike is in Oceanside. What's up, Mike?
Man, oh, man, for someone who didn't watch the game, you got a lot to say.
Well, I'm prepared as always, Mike. Are you surprised?
No, not that. You're a consummate pro. You watched the game.
No, I boycotted. I told you I was boycotting yesterday. No Soto, no Sal. Did you watch?
I watched yet. I thought it was great. Yeah. I thought that whole ending was great.
So you liked it. You liked the swing off.
Loved it.
Yeah. Who was the guy for the American League that hit third in the swing off? Can you tell me his name? Because I'm not familiar with it.
The guy who hit third?
Yeah. Booney chose three players.
No, I can't tell you.
Me neither. Me neither, but at least I have a reason. I boycotted the game. You watched it, and you don't even know who it is. Point is, how can you get that excited about it, Mike, when you didn't even have the best participants in it? Just like the Home Run Derby. Didn't have the best participants in it. Last night, and they swing off all the marbles on the line. National League, American League. Ooh, the drama. Where's Judge? I don't know. He's traveling on his vacation. Where's Ohtani? I don't know. He's out of here.
They had Alonso in.
Yeah, well,
he just didn't get in there.
Yeah, because Pete didn't start, so Pete was Pete comes in the game a little bit later, and he stayed throughout. I mean, I don't know if that's a personal thing where Pete wanted to stay, or maybe he didn't have travel plans to get out of there. Maybe he wanted to hang around until the end. Who knows? But I do think it had something to do with he got in the game later than obviously Judge, who started the game. And gotcha. Look, if you liked it, Mike, that's fine. I boycotted the game, and I put it this way: when I woke up, I felt good about boycotting the almost All-Stars game last night. Now, I did it for a reason. I told you, I wanted to watch the game. I just can't get behind Major League Baseball if they don't have the best players in what I used to call the All-Star game, in what has now become the almost All-Stars game. Can't be the All-Star game without all the stars. Almost All-Stars game, as I spell it out for you. No Soto, no Sal. I woke up this morning. Now, I got a little bit of texting last night. I tried to avoid it. Matter of fact, when I finally got to sit down on the couch last night at like 9 p.m., which is way too late anyway. You get home, you got to clean this, clean that, take this out, do that, put the daughter to sleep, make sure the dog is fed, blah, 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 blah. By the time I finally sat down on the couch, like 9 o'clock, and I'm like, all right, what are we going to watch? And my wife goes to put on the TV. We got YouTube TV. And I hear the almost All-Stars game. And I go, shut off. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Boycotting. She's like, what? What's wrong with you? She doesn't know about the No Soto, No Sal. Boycotting. I don't want to see it. And then we put on the bear, whatever. We got to that. Now, I was getting some texts. A couple of group texts sent me the polar bear emoji. And then a couple of people talk about Alonso, MVP. And then I saw a little bit on social media. So that's how I was following it a little bit as it was happening, I guess, on social media. But I did not watch the game, not a second of the game. And then this morning I woke up, read about it, and I watched the condensed version, which took like 20 minutes. So who's the sucker? You, who spent, what, 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours, however long it went? Whatever time it ended? Or me, who caught up on everything in just 20 condensed minutes from the meaningless, almost All-Stars game? Eddie is on Long Island. Eddie?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, Eddie?
Good. I'm like you, man. I boycotted that All-Star
game.
There
we go, Eddie. I like it.
All right. But I jumped on the air. I want to hear, what do you mean by this almost All-Star game?
Well, Soto wasn't involved. So it can't be an All-Star game if it's it was almost All-Stars. Almost all the stars participated. No Soto, no Sal. Not really an All-Star game. Because it can't be All-Stars, Eddie. And thank you for the call. And I'm glad you boycotted along with me. When you say All-Star game, that implies all the stars of the game participated, right? So, I can't call it that. You can call it whatever you want. I can't call it that. It was the almost All-Stars game. They had a lot of stars there. Many stars there. Not all stars there. Almost all stars. Anthony's in Toms River, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Sal. How you doing today?
Good, Ant. How are you?
Good. I used to love the All-Star game as a kid. I'm 38. I remember the All-Star game in Fenway and like in Safeco Field for Cal Ripken's last game. Somewhere along the line, I just felt like I lost so much interest. I mean, to me, this is not a very complex thing. If you're going to fix the All-Star game, number one for me, not every team needs a representative because there are better players that are not getting chosen because they have to choose people from other teams. And I don't know if players are going to do this, but the starting nine need to play the whole game. Like, Aaron Judge and Ohtani should be in the game. And if you are going to have this swing off, which I'm not crazy about, Ohtani versus Judge. It's that simple. I mean, if you do all those things to me, at least I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, well, I mean, those things would make it more interesting, and I don't think you're going to go back to those days, and thank you for the call. The starters should play the majority of the game. That's how it used to be. The starters played the majority of the game because the game used to matter. Matter what? What was on the line? Pride was on the line. National League versus the American League. I'm sure there were some bonuses involved. I don't know that to be factual, but it was more so about pride. You know, I hate to go back to the 80s or 90s or whatever, but obviously now players all love each other. The leagues are intertwined, so it's not about pride versus National League and American League. There is no such thing anymore. It's all interleague, so they got to figure that out, and eventually they will, probably after there's a lockout or a strike or whatever it may be in a year or so, and we'll have to be dealing with that nonsense from Major League Baseball yet again. Hey, baseball may have the better almost All-Stars game than everybody else. They also lock out and strike better than anybody else. Nobody hits you in the face with a lockout like Major League Baseball does. So we're all anticipating that. But there are ways to make it more interesting, and that would be one. Look, it's bottom line, it's all about competition. So to me, that's what sports are about, competition. We talk about this with the NBA. We could talk about this with Major League Baseball. Whatever it may be, it's about competition. And in the NBA, one of the reasons why we critique the regular season is because you can't tell me that they're trying to win every game if they're resting their best players. So whatever night you're resting your best player, it's clearly not about competition that night. Major League Baseball, if you're pulling out your starter because of a pitch limit or an innings limit in the fifth or sixth inning, it's not about competition that night. It's about preserving him. So your priority is not winning the game, which is what sports are supposed to be about. Winning the game, competition. Your priority, obviously you want to win the game, sure, but your priority is either resting players or trying to prevent injury. So it's not about the true competition. And in the almost all-star game, the last thing it's about is competition. Yeah, sure, they want to win. They're not trying to win. If you were trying to win, would you pitch Paul Skeens just one inning? Would you take Aaron Judge out after just two at-bats? You wouldn't. So you can't tell me that they're not really trying to win. They're not prioritizing winning. Therefore, there is no competition. Therefore, to me, it's a clear exhibition that you might as well have Savannah Bananas running out there. Cue the music. Where are the yellow balls? Hey, I got a way to make it more entertaining. Have every foul ball that's hit in the stands, if it's caught, it's an out. Steal it from the Savannah Bananas. That'll make it more interesting in the almost All-Stars game for Major League Baseball. Not to mention the blatantly obvious. If you're going based off of the swing, what do you call it? The swing derby, whatever the hell it's called there. The swing off. Swing off. That's time now for a swing off. That's just a genius name. The almost All-Star game swing off. Hey, where's Judge? Somebody want to get Judgy in here? Oh, sorry, Skip. He's on the plane. And actually, it wasn't even that. Like, I wish it was like that. That would be funnier. It was predetermined. On Monday, Aaron Boone knew, okay, well, Judge's going to be out after. Like, all this stuff. Yankees predetermined stuff anyway. But especially in the almost All-Stars game, everybody's doing it. This guy will pitch this inning, this inning. Like, it's all mapped out. It's Boone's dream. Everybody's got their lanes, including the players. Not just the pitchers. All right, Judge's going to give us two at-bats. He's going to be on his plane wherever he's going. Lindor's going to give his two at-bats. He's going to go visit his family and spend time with his parents. Like, and that's, I'm not knocking the players. That's great. Good for them. They should get time off. It's a long, grueling season. But then don't tell me about how great the Major League Baseball almost All-Stars game is. You don't have your best players in the game. That's a fact. And then even during the game, you don't have your best players that got selected aren't playing throughout. And you expect me to go nuts about it or care about it? Come on. You screw up the home run derby with the clock and nobody can follow what the hell's going on. Guys are getting gassed. Not to mention they don't have the best home run hitters in it. And then the best version of the home run derby we saw in the swing off. Even without the best participants possible. Amado is calling from, or how do you say your name? Amadeo.
Like you, Italian. We're all
there
time.
You go. Amadeo from Staten Island. What's on your mind, buddy?
Sal, I feel like that Pete Alonso was robbed of his thunder yesterday because he hit that home run, that three-run homer, and they just, all of a sudden, the Padres pitchers just messed that whole game up.
Oh, you get Diaz just, too. You can't leave Diaz out of it. I know it was an infield grounder.
Yeah, but Suarez comes in and come on, Diaz, it wasn't his fault.
He did give up the tying run. I mean, you can't absolve him of that. He gave up the ground to the Quan there, allowing the tying run to score.
But did you see, like, even from the first Padres pitcher, that guy, mm-hmm. Morjone, whatever his name is,
he
comes in with a 6-0 lead, and he just botched that whole thing. And Alonso had, I'm like saying, you know, I love the All-Star game. I always loved the All-Star game. I'm saying, finally, a Met is having the glory in our All-Star game. And the Thunder gets stolen from him by who else? A Philly. You know, it's just crazy.
I didn't even think about it that way.
He was the only Philly, I think, that made it, too.
I didn't even think about it that way, Amadeo, and thank you for the call. Now, you stole my thunder with the Alonso stuff, but guess what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about Pete Alonso not winning the All-Star Game MVP, and we'll continue with your calls. 888-808-1019. Just getting started on this Wednesday morning. We got a lot planned for you today. Remember, we talked about starting to talk about David Wright and his retirement, so we should do that. Some
has won the
on the show today scheduled as well. Today at 11 o'clock-ish, we should have Terry Collins in studio as we start the conversation about David Wright and drive down memory lane with David Wright having his number retired Saturday by the Mets. So it'll be an exciting week. You got the premiere of The Right Way on SNY tomorrow night. We'll have plenty of other Mets guests. We should have David Wright joining us on Friday as well. So looking forward to talking with TC coming up in about a half hour or so from now. Now, as for the Alonso stuff, before we get back to the calls, 888-808-119 and the almost All-Stars game last night. See, this is a reason why you get aggravated with it. And this is not a Met Homer thing. Trust me, I couldn't care less about the All-Star game MVP or the almost All-Stars game MVP. But you're telling me that Pete Alonso, who played the game, hit a 3-run homer in the game, not some swing-off, didn't deserve the MVP honors? Kyle Schwarber did because of his 3 swings in the swing-off? Come on, man. By the way, I didn't realize until last night, I saw somebody on social media after Alonso hit his home run, only the 3rd Met ever to hit a home run in an All-Star game. Lee Mazzilli, I think it was 79, Mazzilli, David Wright in 2006. David Wright, I mean, the last Met to do it in 2006. And then Alonso last night, but which is pretty cool, I guess. You have a player on your team hitting a home run. Even with the A's, like Rooker hitting a bomb last night. First A to do it since Terry Steinbach in 1988. I never really think about those things, but it's pretty cool when you have your organization, have somebody representing the almost All-Stars game hitting a home run. But Alonso was robbed. So Soto was robbed of being an All-Star by Major League Baseball and the voters. And then Alonso was robbed of the All-Star game MVP. Now, I really don't care about it, so I'm not going to get worked up, but come on. It's ridiculous. This is why you got to boycott these things. The almost All-Stars game. Willie is calling from Howard Beach. What's up, Willie?
Yo, Sal, what's going on, my boy?
How are
you,
Willie?
I'm chilling. I tried to call like a couple weeks back. We got disconnected. You know I never disagree with you, Sal. Now I half agree with you, half disagree. Let me tell you. First of all, Pete got robbed, but here's the thing about the almost All-Star game. Juan Soto was almost an All-Star. And what I mean by that is you're saying it's not an All-Star game unless all the stars are there. Right. I agree. He finished the season like an All-Star. He went into the offseason an All-Star. He got the All-Star contract, but we didn't get the All-Star performance out the gate. Now, he got off to a hot swing, but, I feel like that got held against him. And while we're talking baseball and the game and as baseball fans, let's think about what he said publicly. He was more upset about the money, which is disgraceful. It's like me going to Petco and rounding it off to the nearest dollar to donate to ASPCA.
But Willie, let me ask you something. Let's have a real conversation here. Man
let's
to man.
Do it, my boy.
Willie to Sal. Okay, this is going to be fun. Do you think that Juan Soto is the lone player that cares primarily about the money?
No, but I think you said no Soto, no Sal, so I'm just keeping it on the topic.
Well, no, I understand that, but you said you didn't like hearing Soto talk about the money.
And I'm a diehard Mets fan.
Understood, but whether you're a Mets fan or Yankee fan, I can understand if you don't like hearing some player, in this case Soto, talk about the money.
It's not the love of baseball. First of all, you just got $765 million, not
Willie,
to count in pockets, right?
Understood,
okay,
but
so
Willie,
you should be more upset as a baseball player?
But
you should be more upset. You're not in the All-Star game.
Would you rather,
Willie,
but let me ask you, would you rather hear Soto be open and honest about how he feels about the money, Or would you rather hear the bull crap from most other players saying it's about representing the team, blah, 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 blah? You want to believe No, you want to believe
it. Like that, I respect his honesty.
Well, now, there you go.
Here's my rebuttal, Sal. You have a daughter, and congratulations on your house in New Jersey. We haven't spoke. Listen, if your daughter's in a school play and she doesn't have a talking role, you and your wife ain't going to support? Of course you saw, right?
No.
Now, your
no.
daughter was almost an Willie, all-star, but she didn't.
Willie, you first of all,
you're
Willie.
You're still going to support, Sal. Come
Willie,
on.
I love you. Seriously.
I'm surprised you didn't watch, Mo. I'm real surprised at you, Sal.
No Soto, no Sal, Willie. And I love you. Thanks for the call. Great passion. Make sure you get back to us. Now, you bring up the, if Sammy was in school, what are my daughter, Sammy? And I was just getting a text from my wife during the first break. Like, this is what I need to be hit with today. And during the first break. Come on. I'm trying to do something here. Trying to entertain. The almost All-Stars game. No Soto, no Sal. And I'm getting a text about Sammy's dance school. Sent an email. She's about to start dance, like, for the first time. I want to discuss this later tonight. We need to register her ASAP. She would start in December. Recital in June. So, Willie, when you ask me if there were a play or something and my daughter didn't have a talking part, you know what my response would be? No Sammy, no Sal. No Sammy, no Sal. She ain't talking, I ain't leaving. She ain't starting, I ain't departing. No Soto, no Sal, no Sammy, no Sal. And you can have an issue with Soto's comments, that's fine. I understand that, I respect it. But I'm just telling you that at least he was honest. Where all these other guys are full of crap. They're about the money too. They just don't want to say it. And you're playing right into it. Oh, look at that. So-and-so loves representing our team. And he loves the All-Star bonus. At least Soto said it. And if you want to enjoy the almost All-Stars game, you could do that. There's so many wrongs even with the almost All-Stars game. I can't get into it. I'm sorry. How many wrongs do we need? Soto should have been an All-Star, number one. The home run derby should be done the way the swing off is done. That's number two. If you are, in fact, going to have a home run derby, maybe you get the best, I don't know, this is just call me crazy, home run hitters in the sport to participate in it. If you are going to have an All-Star game, you should not only have the best players in the game participate in it, you should have those players play throughout the course of the day. Like the better players play the majority of the game. Not a scripted thing to get everybody in. And then if you are going to have a swing off, you need to do it with the best home run hitters. And they're not there. Oh, and by the way, if you're going to name an MVP of the game, maybe do it based off of something that happened. Again, this is just crazy talk. Like, I know Manfred belongs in the Hall of Fame, and little old me, I'm just a washed up talk show host that'll probably lose his job when Craig Carton comes back. What do I know? But if you're going to give out an All-Star game MVP, maybe have it from something that happened in the actual game. And by the way, I'm not worried about Craigie coming back. I told it to his face. You can come back all you want. Years ago. Whenever he came back in over the last, you can come back all you want. You're taking my spot. Steve is calling from Mayapack. What's up, Steve?
What's up, Sal?
How are you, Steve?
I'm good. Listen, I normally agree with you on a lot of things. I can't get behind. I can get behind your sentiment. I cannot get behind. It just seems very condescending. You talk about how you're, fan, you're not watching. No Sal, no Soto, no Sal.
Yes, boycotting.
Yeah. You're gonna talk for the next. Yeah, you're gonna talk for the next 3 hours about it. You woke up this morning licking your chops to get to the get to the highlights. You're checking social media during the game. You weren't that busy on a Tuesday night that you could have just sat down, suck it up, and watch the game.
I wanted to watch the game, Steve. I wanted to watch the game. Sometimes you got to stand up for something in life.
You owe the people. You're a sports personality. We want to hear your opinion.
I'm giving you my opinion.
I can't get behind your fire. You didn't even watch the game.
I did. I watched the condensed version of it. I know all the talking points better. Well, Steve, you're worried about the wrong things. I don't need to watch the stupid game. I watched the condensed version of it. I didn't want to. I boycotted it.
You are worried about the game because you're talking about it the last 40 minutes. You're going to talk about it for the next 3 hours.
I'm not going to talk about it for the next 3 hours. I can promise you that. No. I already told you, Terry Collins coming in studio at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk a lot of David Wright. I'll ask him about it.
My man.
Yeah, no,
I love
Steve, all good. I love you too, and I appreciate you calling. And you guys can call me out on that. That's fine. Believe me, I told you this yesterday. This is me being honest with you. I do not lie to you. I'm being honest. I wanted to watch the All-Stars game. I love Major League Baseball. Love it. My favorite sport. Grew up loving the All-Star game. This year was the year I was looking forward most to watching the All-Star game. For years, it's fallen off. I've been to two, as a matter of fact. I went to the one at Yankee Stadium in 2008, and I went to the one at Citi Field in 2013. And I enjoyed it. It's a fun event. The Home Run Derby, the All-Star game, all that stuff. If you're there, the Home Run Derby is fun, even though it should be changed and all those different things. This year, I wanted to watch because there were New York ties, plenty of them. Lindor starting, Judge starting, Alonso an All-Star, Diaz, Peterson, Jazz, Rodon, Boone, our guy Boone, Joe Torre, and the fact that they were wearing the old uniforms or their proper uniforms. So there's a lot of appeal. I could not get behind. I'm actually shocked. When I first started the boycotting thing, I said it as a joke on Baseball Night New York because I assumed that in the coming days, this is when the first announcements came out last week, I assume that in the following days, Soto is going to be named as a replacement. How can these idiots not have the biggest star, one of the biggest stars in the All-Star game? Can't happen. So I was like, I'm boycotting the game unless Soto's named. Assuming he was going to get named. And then he didn't. And it made me even more mad. And then once I said the no Soto, no Sal, I got to stick behind that. So you're right, I had nothing better to do last night. Sat down on the couch. I was listening to my wife babble for 15 minutes before we finally put the TV on. Oh, that's terrible. That's great. Oh, God. Yeah, okay. And believe me, I would have killed to watch the All-Star game. Can't do it. TV finally goes on. What's the first thing I hear? Whoever the Fox announcer was, Joe Davis, whatever it is. I'm like, no. Got to stay. Would you rather me come on here and lie to you? I can't do that. No Soto, no Sal. I boycott it. But I also have a job to do. So I made sure I knew what was going on and all the talking points for the game. And this morning I got up early, 6:30 a.m. Not only because I wanted to watch the condensed game, which took me 20 minutes, but also because I had to put the robot in the pool because my wife's friends are coming over. Not that I would get to enjoy it, but she will. I want to see a couple of spiders hanging out at the bottom of the pool. Get the robot going. But I'm on top of it. I know all the talking points. The nonsense with the swing off, the nonsense with Alonso getting robbed, the nonsense that it's an almost All-Stars game with no Soto, nonsense that even with the swing off, you get the best players not participating in it because they're out of here because they're on vacation, leaving the game early. I got it. But you could call and give your opinion about it. That's the beauty of what we do. I want to hear from you and your thoughts on it. You know mine. What are your thoughts on it?
We're going to find ways to kill Aaron Boone, which is tremendous. Woo! Let's go! Everybody, I know you're excited. You can get on Aaron Boone at the All-Star break. You thought you were going to have to wait till Friday to start killing the guy. We could do it tonight. Let's go. 888-808-1019. Let's get into it. Woo! Yes, sir. That idiot. But one of those, after spending and listening to the afternoon show, listening to everybody talk about the All-Star game, whether it's how to fix it, right? Sal boycotted the thing today because they didn't put the star that is Juan Soto in it. And, oh, we need this kind of competition and that kind of competition. And we're trying to figure out a way to fix the All-Star game. And I got to tell you, at the end, that was awesome. The Home Run Derby is fun. It's okay. The format has constantly changed. I still don't like the idea that you're watching a split screen and you don't get how the majestic home run goes. And like the contestant is constantly swinging while we're trying to see where the balls are going. He's on to his next swing before the one lands. Like that kind of bothers me. But last night, this game, the way it ended with the three batter, three swing, you know, whatever you want to call it, walk-off rule, that was awesome. That is a phenomenal way to end an All-Star game. We have finally found it. It's better. We'll get into whether it would make sense in the regular season, but that moment and the way it's done, that was phenomenal. I have to admit, that was about as good an ending after, obviously, the American League down, and it felt like Pete Alonso, off the three-run home run, was on his way. It was going to be a bunch of Met fans talking about how Pete's clutch, more clutch than Aaron Judge, deserves the MVP, three-run home run. Aaron Boone's listless offense, and the American League can't do anything, and then they come from behind, they rally back. they score a run off of Diaz, or not really off of Diaz, but Diaz is on the mound while the run's given up. They go into this new format, and I got to tell you, it was awesome. I loved everything about it other than the one thing, and obviously everyone's going to be talking about it, Major League Baseball. And this is, you know, we'll get into the different elements of it, but they picked the three before the game. And I understand that. And so you go into it knowing that it's unlikely and they're going to pick the three. How in the world, right? And this isn't just Aaron Boone. You could say it's Aaron Boone. Let's be honest. I love it. I love it. Aaron Boone is a puppet to Brian Cashman all year long. Everything that Aaron Boone does as the Yankee manager is a puppet move. He's being controlled by Brian Cashman. He has no say over what happens. It's all just a by the book, by the numbers, and told by the Yankee front office. And then he gets to the All-Star game, and it's all on him. Every decision and the three players he picked are clearly on him and him alone. But you have Cal Raleigh and his 38 home runs from the catcher position heading into the All-Star break. You have Aaron Judge, the fastest ever to 350 home runs and the premier power hitter of our generation, of our lives. You got Shohei Ohtani, who is the biggest star in the arguably in the history of baseball. When you talk about connecting worlds and his universal appeal and his ability to pitch and hit, and obviously the home run, you know, him and Judge are the two premier home run hitters now that Cal Raleigh has joined it. And, you know, you're throwing Pete Alonso. But you have these superstars, and we're talking about not having Soto in the game. The young kid from Milwaukee who pitches the eighth inning and trying to, off of only five starts, and then reports came out that they talked to about eight different pitchers and didn't want to do it. But you've got the stars of the game. This is an opportunity to promote the game. And this is, we're in the middle of the most exciting, well-thought-out, well-done end to an All-Star game you could possibly have. It's as well, like, it's done as well as it could be. It's as exciting as you could possibly have it. And in the end, you have your best home run hitters and your superstars on the bench. Now, yeah, Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso was lined up for the New York Mets, for the National League. But, and I understand that I'm not going to get mad about it because I don't care about the game. It's not about winning the game. No one gives a damn that Judge wasn't there to make sure the American League won the game. No one cares about that. It's about having that moment. And Caminaro, at the end of the game, like, that's not what you're looking for, a guy with 11 home runs? Now, I also understand that these guys are looking to get the break. I saw guys are in street clothes, right? Scooble's in street clothes at the end of the game. These guys, once they come out of the game, they're done with the game. They're moving on. They're on to their vacation. But what we just saw was as good a moment for Major League Baseball off of what was kind of a boring kind of start. A lot of different elements to this. I just see someone, Ike, wants to talk about the jerseys. It was awesome to see yet again, finally getting back to the teams wearing their own uniforms, which is clearly the way it should be. So that was a success. It's clearly, I don't know anybody who disagrees with that. But that's a final moment there. And Stowers leads off. Now, I guess maybe Suarez was, my only thought is because they said at the end of it, you know, Stowers doesn't even know he's just finding out now that he's doing it. So my thought is Suarez was probably lined up for the National League, but he hurt his hand. He got hit by a pitch, and which scared everybody in the entire Major League Baseball because he is the biggest trade piece available right now, and everybody wants him, including, obviously, the New York Yankees. So my thought is maybe it was supposed to be Suarez, but too many guys have turned down the home run derby, and I understand, right? And Judge doesn't want to do it. You want to mess up your swing. This is three swings. That's it. It's three swings. And I understand guys want to get out of, once they're out of the game, their mentality changes, but you have got to be able, in that moment, to provide the excitement. Shohei Ohtani should be in that. Aaron Judge should be in that. And I'm not going to blame Boone, and I'm not going to blame Dave Roberts, and I'm not going to blame anybody else. But now that you've seen it play out and the drama that that provides, you have got, this is the All-Star game. It's not about wins and losses. I don't care about who won the game. It's if that opportunity comes up, how do you not have that moment of your superstars in the game? How are you letting, and again, Randy Arozarena, well-known player, specifically because of his 2020 postseason and how he kind of bursted onto the scene with the Rays in that year, and he's a very good player, but he should not be in it either. This should be the stars of the star. You have Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge, and they're not involved in this? And then you have Shohei Ohtani, the biggest star in the world, and he's not involved in it? That's the problem. The format, for once, Major League Baseball got it right. That is way better now. Look, does it work in the regular season? And I can imagine a bunch of people are going to want to call up and say they should do this in the regular season instead. I don't want this in the regular season. I got to tell you, because it's not real baseball. Right? Not everybody has Judge. It's going to be a detriment to other teams. I don't know. It's just, it doesn't seem like what you want to do. And I'm one of the few people in this world who doesn't hate the Manfred man at second base. I don't love it. I'd rather just them play baseball. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather them just play baseball. And I don't care if it goes 20 innings. I love baseball. But the rule does accomplish what it set out to accomplish. It also creates small ball, which everybody, like, I find it funny to me that all of these older baseball fans who scream and cry for situational hitting and moving the runner over and productive outs and small ball and bunting. And I understand traditional baseball doesn't give you second base. I get it. But it does provide the best venue to see teams play situational baseball and small ball. It's by far the greatest rule instituted in the history of the game to promote all the crap that you proclaim you love. And we still hate the freaking rule. Like, that's the only thing that makes me laugh about it. Because old baseball fans, this is baseball, I can't believe this crap. I'm not watching this crap. And yet, all it does is set up the game to be played the way you want it to be played. So I don't hate that rule. I don't love it. I'd rather just play baseball. But it's not the worst rule in the world to me. It doesn't go against the sanctity of baseball. I don't hate it. You can't have this kind of competition to end a baseball game. You can't have a game that actually matters be in the hands of a couple of swings for a home run. You just can't. You cannot. I love it in an All-Star game. It created great excitement. And Kyle Schwarber, to have those three home runs, I mean, at least you had Schwarber and you would have had Alonso. To end it the way the American League ended it, and if you want to blame Boone, fine. You want to find another reason to blame Aaron Boone, go ahead. I tweeted out earlier in the game, I was like, when Bubich came in and gave up the three-run blast to Alonso, I was like, what is Aaron Boone bringing in Bubich? The guy has no feel for the game. I didn't know that, and people take it seriously on Twitter. But this is by far the best of all of the home run derby, anything else they try, that format at the end of an All-Star game, that made it more exciting than I can remember any finish we've seen for an All-Star game. Like, to me, that's better than a shootout in hockey. That is the best way to end a exhibition game. But the problem is, much like now we have seen with the home run derby, we have seen with the slam dunk contest, like, guys don't want to do it. Because I'm sorry, like, if Aaron Judge wanted to do it, you don't think Aaron Boone would pick him? You don't think the American League... Now, again, you have to go into extra innings. This is the first time we've seen this. I don't know how many games have gone into extra innings. I remember, obviously, after the 0-1 World Series. So the 0-2 All-Star game definitely went into extra innings. I feel like there was another one where Michael Young had a walk-off hit. Isn't that, was that at Yankee Stadium?
Did the Ichiro one, where Ichiro won MVP, go to extras?
I'm not positive, but it's only happened a couple times. So the odds of this happening are slim. And guys want to get away, so I get it. And Pete Alonso loves this crap. I'm sure he didn't do the home run derby because he needs rest or whatever. I'm sure it killed him inside to watch the home run derby. And I know that now. I can sense it already. I can sense it already. Pete Alonso cared enough to try and win it for the National League while Aaron Judge probably left the game already. You guys are crazy. Like, again, it's, I understand why these guys don't want to do it, but Major League Baseball needs to give them some sort of, like, direct, like, this is what grows the game. These are the moments that will be remembered. Now, thankfully, they got a good one because Schwarber goes 3-for-3. But what if Judge was up there to end the game instead of a kid from, you know, Tampa Bay with 11 home runs? Shohei Ohtani, Judge, Cal Raleigh, who we couldn't shut up about. We had to see his son. We had to see his dad. We talked about his ass for an hour and a half. Like, can't get enough of Cal Raleigh. But he's not in this? Like, it's, they have to get their best players. Now, again, you want to kill Boone for picking him? Like, they all talked about this. If Judge was willing to do it, he's not willing to do the home run derby. Ohtani's not willing to do the home run derby. You think these guys told them, I'll do it? No. I'll pick Caminero. Or, no, not Caminero. That's the other player on Tampa. Who finished the game? Aranda, sorry. No. I'll pick Aranda with his 11 home runs. Like, of course you want to put the stars of the game. And so, although we had the best finish, although this format created the best excitement, I thought it was fantastic. Ultimately, you leave it going, why aren't the best players willing to do this? Why isn't Aaron Judge, and I'll call him out, let's be honest, I mean, I think it's silly in some ways to get, like, too excited about it, but at the same time, this is promoting the sport. It's a sport that has given you $40 million a year. It's a sport that has changed your life in every which way. It's a sport that we can sense a year out in advance, a fight that's probably going to cost us baseball games. And yet, in the biggest moments, when you have an opportunity to create a spectacle that will be seen by millions across the world, that will create a moment that could stand the test of time, possibly. Nah, that's okay. Let Aranda have his moment. That's nice. It's a nice little thing. That's how it's treated. So the format was excellent. I thought it created a lot of drama. I thought the interviews in between were just like, they had to interview every guy before he goes up there and have him say the same thing. Do you feel any pressure? A little bit, but it's all fun. Like, that's literally what they all said. Like, stop with these on-the-field interviews. They're terrible. Nobody cares. It wasn't helping build the drama at all. But the actual drama of the format was excellent, and the only thing is you leave it with, why aren't the stars doing it? Now, listen, Schwarber's a star, at least a home run hitting star. Pete Alonso, started the game at first base, having an incredible year, has won the home run derby twice. As far as home runs go, Pete Alonso is up there as the best slugger in baseball, right? One of the best sluggers in baseball. So him, part of it, absolutely. I'm guessing, I haven't seen this, I was in the car for as soon as the game ended. I was actually in the car while this was happening. So I don't know about Suarez, but my thought is, because Stowers came in for Suarez, he was getting x-rays, but he's got 34 home runs. Obviously, Schwarber's a big-time home run hitter, and Alonso's a big-time home run hitter. But still, Ohtani has got to be part of it. Judge and Ohtani have got to be part of it. 888-808-1019. So it was an exciting All-Star game. It had an incredible finish. It's a awesome format to end the game. It is not one, I can tell you right now, it is not one I have any appetite to bring to the end of regular season games. I don't think that makes sense at all. But it was a great moment, but it's when it ends with Aranda hitting two pop-ups instead of seeing Cal Raleigh, instead of seeing Aaron Judge, that's the bitter taste in your mouth. And if you want to blame Boone for it, I'm here to argue with you.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.